This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Kenya's president has called for 3 days of mourning following this week's terrorist attack at a university there. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta called for unity on Saturday, 2 days after Al-Shabaab militants massacred 148 people on a university campus. In a televised address to the nation, President Kenyatta declared a 3-day mourning period, appealing to Kenyans to safeguard the nation's peace and stability.
Let us all just take a moment to remember those who died and pray for eternal repose of their souls. Let us also pray for those who were injured and for solace to all affected families. Today, villages and towns throughout Kenya are in mourning.
Thursday's slaughter at Garissa University College was Kenya's deadliest terrorist attack since 1998's Al-Qaeda bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi. A monitoring group says Islamic militants are in control of most of a large Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of the capital of Syria, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that fighters from the Islamic State and Al-Nusra Front, Al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp. The two groups fought together against other rebels, including a militia of Syrians and Palestinians who oppose the Syrian government. In addition to the ground clashes, United Nations officials said Syrian forces were shelling the camp. Violence during the past week has trapped all current residents, about 18,000 civilians, inside that camp. This